Hello, hi. You have found the San Carlos Computer Club podcast once again, and we have finished having today's meeting. We have switched to virtual meetings because of the coronavirus and our local government's insistence on us staying at home. Queda en casa, as they say here in Mexico. We are supposed to stay in our homes outside of any essential travels we have to do, such as going to the grocery store or going to the pharmacy, restocking supplies, whatever it may be. We are not supposed to be out for any non-essential reasons, and we're supposed to stay in groups of less than 10 people. So last week we did an experiment to see if we could do our computer club virtually, and it was very successful. This, however, was not, and we had a number of people try and join us throughout the meeting, and I was happy. I need people to talk to if we're going to do this, and so I was very happy that people showed up. However, we had problems with Hangouts, we had problems with bandwidth, and honestly, it might be just my end because I've got two kids doing homeschooling through their school virtually. They're having class, and they're doing the same thing. They're doing Hangouts with their teachers, and they've got a portal that they're having assignments assigned to them through. But they are intended to be in class at the same time we're doing this meeting, and I think we're probably all fighting for bandwidth in my house. So it is what it is, and I did record it as a podcast that you can listen to. So that's what's going to follow is today's quarantined virtual meeting of the San Carlos Computer Club for March 24th, 2020. Enjoy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Judy. I'm just Oh, wow. Well, there's a piece that I wasn't ready for. All because I didn't save it. So I'm going back to go to the Legacy Studio. Come on. I just want to press a stream button. Live stream. Event. Is there really only the two of us so far? Here I was all jazzed that we'd be able to do this.
There was somebody on like at 7 this morning, but I don't know who that was.
Well, I saw that Bill had gotten into it. Bill Thomas.
I know your voice is lagging on the video.
Oh no. This is another thing I'm curious if we're gonna have problems with. Just because everybody's on internet. My kids are inside doing their school.
Could be.
Okay, starting the stream. There we go. Okay. We are live on YouTube. And we are still in Hangouts.
Yes, we are.
But nobody else has decided to join us, Judy. That's disappointing. I'm gonna.
Well, yeah, that's past length of books.
Are you there?
You are gone. from Hangouts.
No.
I am. You aren't.
You are. How come I'm still talking to you?
I am. I don't know. You were gone and now you're back.
Boy, I wonder if we're just going to start having all kinds of internet problems with the sheer amount of people that are here now. Well, maybe I should, you know what, I'm going to take a second and open up my Facebook, because I did tell people I'd be on Messenger in case they were having problems.
Okay.
Oh gosh, I hope I didn't set that in correctly. Well, what am I waiting for? Come on. Come on, nobody's out there doing anything this morning. They're just stuck in their house. Well.
Oh, well.
I may just start rolling. I got a bunch of topics. Some of them are out of date.
Great.
Like,
can you tell if people are listening?
Actually, you know, I don't even pay attention to that typically, but I could go find out real quick. I've got it on another computer inside the house. I can also look at YouTube, but there's nobody on YouTube right now. Let me look again. Yeah, there's nothing here making me think that there is. Oh, I guess there's one person watching YouTube. Hello, one person out there. One person. Very disappointing. I know that our new friend Peggy was going to be here.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm assuming I'm doing it right because you're here. I mean, it looks fairly straightforward to me. We've got a group.
I'm here.
Got a group. We got 17 members in it. I started up a call. I sent out a message. I also sent out a link to get connected to. Yes. Sorry, Judy, I keep interrupting you.
That's okay. I said, I got the message, but your voice is still delayed.
Bummer. I don't know what I can do about that, if anything, at this point.
And it keeps flashing from your video of you to the Computer Club logo.
To the Computer Club logo. So it's losing my video and switching to my profile picture. That's what's going on.
Yes.
And it's probably the quality of video that we're able to stream out this.
Maybe.
Hangouts. Kind of. Well, I'm going to move forward. Somebody shout, can't get in. There is a message here. What's this say? Oh, my computer is just lagging for some reason. I guess you're not allowed to do this much stuff all at once.
I think you ought to let your kids do their schoolwork.
I don't think I'm cutting into them at all. The way I've got my setup, it's giving them everything they need. That's why my stuff is going so badly. C- Come on. That can't be the message I'm looking for. And that's nothing important. Okay, well, Jody, it's just you and me, and I'm very happy to hang out with you. I'm glad you joined us.
Well, I'm just going to log off and see what's happening outside in my world.
Okay.
I am joining you next week.
So you don't want to hear my talk? Oh, wait, we got two more people coming in now. Bill's here. And a J. I don't know what a J is. Hello. Can you guys hear us?
Jay is
you?
It's Bill and is me.
And you. So it's Bill, you, and me. Hi, Bill. Can you hear us?
Turn on your microphone.
Hello, Bill. We can see you just fine.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, you're breaking up real bad.
Hi.
Hi, glad to have you here with us.
Right. Scott, can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you now. Have you got your coffee? Are you ready to go? You get to see me in my reading glasses today. Well, it is fairly janky, our connection. Nowhere near as successful as we were last week. But I'm going to keep rolling because there's two of us, or three of us. Linda told me she was going to join us this morning, too. Well, this is the San Carlos Computer Club having technical difficulties. If you're out there in internet world, you're sequestered in your self-imposed isolated quarantine. We are all coming from our own locations. Bill is with us. He has made it all the way to Canada, made it across both borders. He's back safe at home. Judy's here with us. She's here in San Carlos with me. Well, not physically with me, but here in San Carlos as I am as well. And we're broadcasting from my back cave.
You're what?
So I have got a couple of topics that we can go through. One that just came in today. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. But I guess Elon Musk went ahead and bought up a bunch of Chinese respirators for California. Hi. Hey. We've got Judy here. We got both Judy's and Bill. Nice of you guys to join us. We're having some technical difficulties. I might be delayed.
Hi, Judy.
Hello.
So happy you could join us this morning. I was just starting to go down a bit of a rundown of topics. And I was my first one I was mentioning was that Elon Musk has just bought respirators or ventilators from China for California. Thousand respirators for California. I guess he needed something to do since they made him close his plant.
Oh.
Everything okay? Everything's working?
I guess we're even going. Get a lot up. And go.
No. It's very Intermittent.
Very intermittent. I wish I could come up with a way to fix that.
No point. Very, very hard.
I'm going to try turning on screen sharing.
Hey, Jim.
Oh my gosh, it's just lagging so slowly. Oh, Maggie's here on, Maggie's here on WhatsApp. She says, I can't get on, but I'm watching.
Hi, Maggie.
And I'm having a horrible time with Hangouts right now because it's just all frozen up on me.
Yeah, your video's frozen. Oh, you're gone.
I'm gone? Hey, Cheryl's with me. Okay, hey, that worked. There we go.
Comes and goes. Just comes and goes.
Woo! I'm doing screen sharing now, so you can tell me if you can see this. Copy, and I'm going to push.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
Very cool. This is a new thing that we've never been able to do. I can bring up a topic and put it on the screen for you guys to see in lieu of me.
Cool.
And what am I looking for? I'm looking for, geez, I've got way too many things going on here. I keep losing track of what I'm working on. There we go. Hangouts conversation going into infinity and beyond. I'm going to stop this sharing for a second. And let's see if I can do this. I can get the chat window open. Maybe. There we go. And what I want to do is I want to paste the link to the article in there. So how's it looking in Canada as far as equipment and preparation, and Cheryl? Can anybody hear me?
We were supposed to be leaving San Carlos this Friday, and we're already home.
Is the...
You take care. You tell them I'm...
I hear you, Bill.
Yeah, he's in the other room now.
Hey. Yeah. Now I can't hear you, Bill. Well, it never occurred to me I was going to need...
How are things in San Carlos, Scott?
Well, as you can see, we're locked down. The governor has told everybody to stay in place. We have police going to the beaches, rolling through town with a blowhorn saying, stay in your house. So it's a being. But, you know, it's happening. I have this lag over here on my side. There's all kinds of things that I'm just waiting to have pop off. I wonder if trying to stream at too high a quality on YouTube. Linda sent me a topic. I'm surprised she's not on with us right now. And it was the 5 tips to improve your home internet for better streaming. And I'm afraid none of this is going to help me at the moment. I'll put the article, it's from Cord Cutters, and I'll put the article on our website so you can link to it. But it basically, in a nutshell, the 5 points are Use an Ethernet cord, if you can, plug right into your router. Position your Wi-Fi router in the best location. This is in case you have no choice but to use Wi-Fi. Keep your Wi-Fi router away from other electronics. Use the 5G network that comes in your router. And if you don't have a 5G network in your router, then you probably want to upgrade your router, because that's a good sign your router is out of date. Those are the five key topics, key points of this article. And I'm just sharing that with the group right now. I don't know if any of that's going to help us. It's definitely not helping me screen share. Come on. Just press the button. And go. There we go. Cool. Maybe. Maybe. Does anybody have any of their own topics to bring up, or I will just keep reading through a lineup that I have here? Happy to answer questions if people have run into tech challenges. Oh, go ahead, Cheryl.
Oops, Judy's got a phone call. So, Scott.
How are you?
Yes.
I was wondering... Judy's still on a phone call. I was wondering about how easy it was to set up this Google thing.
The Hangouts? It was fairly simple. I'm really caught off guard by how simple it's been. I wish we were having better bandwidth experiences right now. But Hangouts,
okay.
Are you using the app off of a device right now? Or are you using a web page?
I am using an app that I just installed after the meeting started on my iPad.
Oh,
but
great.
I'm going to be trying to talk to my grandkids, and three of them have Chromebooks. And the other one, I think, is on an iPhone.
It feels like these apps are working pretty well. And you know what? That's what my kids are using right now, is they're using... Somebody turn off their microphone.
Sorry, I had to leave.
It's okay.
So there was a call that couldn't get across the line and is back to Carlos.
Say that again?
What? Canadian, they crossed the line yesterday and then let him cross back in San Carlos.
Oh, my gosh.
From the north to... Came from San Carlos, hitting Canada.
Wow. So we have confirmation that Canadians aren't allowed to pass through.
Well, maybe it was just him. Maybe it was just him. Dick will find out. That was the call that came in, because I had gotten a word that wouldn't cross.
Wow. Yeah, we all need better information about that. I've got Canadians that are thinking about trying to get back.
It was the first I'd heard actually stop somebody and turned him around.
Wow. I'm not sure what's going on there, because... Two friends left San Carlos yesterday, Canadians, and got to Gila Bend.
Yesterday.
No questions at the border. They went to Lukeville.
I'll find out more when Dick gets off the phone.
Yeah, please, Judy, update us, because these are the kinds of stories we're trying to find out right now.
Well, I won't give a name right now, but we had a
sure.
message yesterday, and he was
I think somebody's speakers might be a little too loud. They're bleeding through on a microphone. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
You might want to turn your camera off.
You might want to turn your camera off.
Gary.
Gary.
think he's got a camera on and it's going reaction.
You know, this is actually a topic that I didn't plan on bringing up. I just heard about. Is that there's so many people doing these Zoom meetings. Zoom has become like a really big deal. Apparently, there's been a couple of really embarrassing experiences happening out there because, like, right now, I couldn't turn off Peggy's camera. I don't have any real control over that. They had somebody in the middle of a large meeting. All of a sudden, porn started showing up on their screen. Zoom has gotten so popular through this crisis for the remote meetings. They've taken a very hard hit in the App Store. Well, I'm still hearing myself coming back across somebody's speakers. At the bottom of your Hangouts, there should be a microphone. If you guys wouldn't mind just muting it until you want to talk.
Hearing myself coming back across somebody's speaker.
I'm still here if you guys are. Okay. We lost. Thank you, Cheryl, for turning off your microphone. That makes it easy. You want to talk, just press that button. Right now. Thank you, Judy.
So the microphone is black, and then when I push it, it goes white.
Yep. When it's white,
which is on and which is off.
When it's white, it's off. When it's black, it's on. When it freezes, you can't hear me.
White is
white. So yeah, white is off, black is on. And a real hit. Oh, Judy, maybe you could put a, you could mute your microphone. I think I'm hearing Dick in the background there. Now I'm not hearing anything from there. So I hope this is all working. So as I was starting to say, Zoom has taken a real hit in the reviews because people have been using Zoom for their meetings.
It looks like Judy turned off her camera and, or she's trying to. I'm gonna log off because the left.
Okay, see you, Judy. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Did you hear me, Scott? This is Judy Allwood logging off.
All right. Roger, roger. Until next time. Figure out something because my computer is just overwhelmed for some reason. This has just taken all the. Not certain why. You've probably, I doubt many of us have used, I've used Zoom a couple of times for teleconferencing. But apparently people are into it and the problems they're having.
I think I disconnected or something.
I see. It does not work in the way we hoped it would work. I'm going to go down my list of topics. Anyone's welcome to continue me, but let me see what I've got on our list. We went through Linda's topics. For those of you that are still paying attention and listening, if you're not already aware of it, WhatsApp has released a chatbot specifically for getting information that I wish I had put right in front of me. So I mean, why not, right? Hey, Maggie, I see WhatsApp, the World Health Organization, they will show, start chat if you type. It says, welcome to WHO, the request is, would you like, and then that I go to my, for my. What has happened to my camera? My camera has died. Give me my camera back, please. That's what I'm trying to show off. Is this a yes, no, or maybe? There we go. Okay, yeah. So, World Health Organization, you can get the latest news. You can, it's interesting, all that's being, it's being displayed backwards. I guess that's something I got to sort out too. It's being displayed backwards. But one for latest news, two to protect yourself, three with your questions, four Mythbusters, five travel advice, six news and press, seven share, and eight to donate now. This is a chatbot from WHO. If you're looking for up-to-date information on the coronavirus, just add their phone number to your contacts. I did not rattle off the phone number, but I can do it right now, and it'll also be in my post later for the podcast. Their phone number is +41 79 893 1892. Again, it's +41 79 893 1892. Add that to your contact list and you'll find them in your WhatsApp group or in your WhatsApp app, and you'll be able to chat at them. And it's a bot that will spit you back information about the coronavirus. What else do I got going on here? Oh, I just closed the window that I wanted to look at. I'm going to try sharing my screen again so that you guys on Hangouts is able to see what I'm doing. Everything's working a little better. I wonder if all my slowdowns are bandwidth related. Well, I'm going to check that topic off. I don't know if you guys were aware of it, but people in these lockdowns. I'm sorry, I heard somebody speaking. What's going on? Cheryl, were you talking to me?
About 5 minutes ago.
Well, it finally came through.
You were talking about Zoom.
Yes, we were talking about Zoom. And what happened is Zoom is getting rated horribly because everybody's using Zoom. Well, go ahead.
And is there a cost involved with Zoom? Because my doctor held a question-answer period for those of us on his of his patients that wanted to know more about the virus and how it affected us. And he spoke to 58 of us, and I was in the car in Montana, and he was in Edmonton, and there were people from all across Canada on there. It was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. Zoom is really a really well-done system. I used it with my sister when they did the ME, and I was very pleased with how easily. Right now, they're getting a bad rap because it's like the biggest beta test that's ever been done. There's so many people on Zoom to do their work that people are finding all the problems with it. And so they've got App Store for a long time. They were a 4.5 out of 5. And apparently they've dropped to like a 2.7 or a 2.3 because people are really scrutinizing the system now. But I think it works pretty well. You need a Zoom account. They give you Zoom, and then you have limitations on using it for free. If I remember from my sister and my experience, we were good for up to an hour, and then we were supposed to get disconnected.
Well, yeah.
And since our thing lasted less than
how long his meeting was, because I was in and out of cell phone area, but he's supposed to be doing it once a week until we pass this.
You know, that being said, there are everyday updates going on right now on the ABC app you can install, ABC News. I think it should be available in Canada because it's available here. I'm not using any kind of, and every day there's the Trump task force. And then there's updates from every governor across the United States and their situations. And that's happening every day.
Yeah.
Also, I mentioned it in
one
of...
Are we the only one left in this thing?
I think people are jumping in and out trying to stay connected. I think there's people on YouTube that are watching. I know at least Maggie's on YouTube watching us.
I know. I've done YouTube before from home while you guys were down the hill at Tortugas, at Tequila's.
Well, no.
But, I thought I'd try this one, but I might switch to YouTube too. I know Jim Cunningham just said he's having a hard time getting on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm afraid it's got to be my bandwidth that's causing it, I think. The it seems to come in. If you all go to YouTube, then I've got nobody to talk to. I got to have at least somebody. Cheryl, don't leave me.
I'm trying.
I don't know how to do a computer club meeting without seeing faces and. Hey, as we're talking about coronavirus, you know that in the towns that have been shut down, you're allowed to travel essential services, such as. Grocery shopping, pharmacy, things of that nature, childcare, whatever it is, there's a list of things that are considered essential businesses that need to be kept open, supply chains, food, medication. And apparently GameStop has ended up on that list. So this is a game store where you can buy used video games for playing at home. Not a big deal to us. I just thought it was a little funny that a game store was going to be on the essential services list for the United States. It sounds very much like first world problems. I'm still here with... Wow. At some point, that article might come up. Maybe I should have these articles preloaded before I start the meeting.
Jim Cunningham would like to join in Hangout, but is having a hard time. Can't find your invitation.
Hey, let's see. How can we do that? Add person. What is Jim's Hangout account? Someone give me Jim's. Are you able to add him to the? Can you go to the?
Sure, upper? Stick up your hand.
If you go up to the upper right hand corner, there's a little guy with a plus.
Yeah. And no, just once. Do it.
You click on that little man with a plus and type in the Hangout account.
Can you see me?
I can see you, Bob, Bill. So, Cheryl, do you see what I'm talking about? You've got your mic off, so I can't really hear you. I just need Jim's Hangout username, his Google account name. Oh, wow. I'm going to stop my video and restart it. Yeah, because that was painful. That wasn't working well at all. Let's try again. I'm back. I'm going to turn off, you know what? I'm going to turn off my video because maybe it's cutting into the bandwidth. So you won't see my smiling face any longer. Bill, can you hear me?
Billy?
What?
Cheryl? I got you guys. Have we got a, have we got Jim, his account name? Let's see who else here. Do I have Jim in my contacts? Jim. Oh, here we go.
j.cunningham344@gmail.com.
Hold on one second. I will get into that position. J.cunningham. We'll see if that works. Oh, that's interesting. Nobody's knowing. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but nobody's knowing. Wow, you guys are just catching up with me. Well, this might be a sign we need to switch to Skype. I'm killing my video to make sure that there's more bandwidth for us. So this is a little old, but it says that GameStop claims it's an essential service. I don't know. Okay, I'll put this link in our blog post. This is, we're having technical issues trying to sort out doing a virtual club meeting today. We were so much more successful last week, but this week it doesn't seem to be working in our favor. We're reaching 10 o'clock. I am supposedly in this meeting. I think I sent Jim an invitation, but so far it's Bill, Cheryl, and I. The two Judys were with us for a little bit. I'm surprised we don't have more people joining us, but maybe people are just having problems joining us. Maybe that's what's going on. I can keep going through my run if people are still listening to what I'm talking about. Dun, 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 dun. Well, give me back my screen, please. Here we go. Oh, and I guess what I was going to do is I was going to do sharing instead of video. Let's see if that's still an option. There we go. And we're going to use that screen. And this is my new profile. This is who I am. So, this isn't working great, but if you're not aware of it, Netflix has released a feature to allow you to watch movies with friends. Netflix Party lets friends have movie nights while social distancing. So there's an app, there's a plugin that you have to install in your browser, and you do this on the, I haven't seen you do this from a Netflix client, this from your, and you watch, up in front of you. It's called Netflix Party. So if you're looking to, without being in touching distance, this may be the way to do it. If you're used to having movie nights with friends, here we go. If you're having a quarantine night, go to netflixparty.com on Google Chrome browser and click Get Netflix Party for free. This redirects you to Netflix Party page on the Chrome web. Add to Chrome, then click Add Extensions. That has nothing to do with Computer Club. That's just my world going off there. Let me put my phone in Do Not Disturb. If you are a movies family that you can't because of this coronavirus, and attention to your Chrome browser, make sure your friends have done it, and use your Chrome browser to go to Netflix.com. Play the show or the movie you all want to watch. Then click the MP button on your browser, and you'll also have the option of making yourself the one in charge of pausing, fast-forwarding, rewinding, and checking the only I have control box. If you don't, anybody in your party will be able to use these features. Click the start a party, copy the URL that appears, send the URL to friends, to the people you want to join your party. Once your friends open the link, they should log into YouTube, hit the MP button on their Google Chrome browsers, and away we go. You should be synced up and you should be all watching the same program. And you should also be able to communicate via group chat on the right side of the screen. So this NP button will open a group chat on the right side of the screen and allow you to chat with your friends as you're watching this program. A cool coronavirus feature that has been brought to you in this pandemic. Woo! Going into oblivion. Anybody have any questions? We got Netflix. We've also got ways you can use your computers to help. This keeps happening. There are every week there's another article about folding at home. Now this time we've got one from Tom's Hardware. Tom's Hardware is a great resource for information and tech news. I spent a lot of time reading articles and learning more. This is another article about folding at home. That's folding with the at symbol at home. You can download a folding at home client. This article is saying that folding at home has now become more powerful than the world's top 7 supercomputers combined. So this is an amazing change. I'm sure it's because of the coronavirus. They announced a few weeks back that you can help them model these viruses by giving up your computer's free CPU cycles. I think I mentioned before this is very similar to the SETI at home program where they had so much of the night sky that they needed to map that they didn't have enough computers to do it. And so they would send your computer just packets of data that you would spend your time you would let your computer mull that data and then send it back to them to help them with the modeling that they're doing. And this is happening with this service called Folding at Home. And we talked about it last week on our virtual meeting, our first virtual meeting. And you saw I have a computer sitting to the side here that has this client running, and it's telling me how much work I'm doing to help these folks. They have added coronavirus to their list of tasks. Apparently, you don't get to say I'm just focusing on coronavirus, but that's okay because what you're becoming is part of this network, this great vast computer brain, this supercomputer that's all of us linked together. Sharing this resource. And so they're feeding in what needs to be solved as one big supercomputer, and you're doing one little piece of it. And since they started helping with the coronavirus, that's where this article comes from. They more powerful than the world's top 7 supercomputers combined. It's amazing. And hopefully it will help. I would answer questions, but I've got the feeling people are having trouble being connected. Cheryl's gone to YouTube. Okay, Cheryl, that's okay. I don't mind. It was really breaking up. Oh, Judy's left. She's left me a message. Was going to Tucson to arrange for a P.O. box. That was deemed non-essential, and he was turned back. Not as bad as we originally heard. Keep safe, everyone. Thank you, Judy, for that update. So that was somebody that was traveling to the border. It was a Canadian traveling to the American border from the Mexican side that wanted to set up a post office box. They didn't think that was essential enough travel, and they turned him around and sent him back to Mexico. We are still curious if Canadians can pass through. If you can go to the Mexican border and just on your way home, you're Canadian. Can you get across the Mexican-American border on your way to the Canadian-American border? If anybody has that information, please let us know. The American news has not made it sound like that is a possibility. American news has made it sound like only essential travel. Americans trying to return back to the United States is considered essential travel. Yep, and I can tell from my Hangouts group that everyone else has left the call. So if there's anybody left in my world, they're sitting on YouTube watching as I fumble through the last bits of our lineup here. I'm going to go ahead and continue the Hangout call in case somebody would like to chime in and go back to my lineup of topics that I thought might be interesting for today. I will put all these finished topics in our podcast, lineup so that you can get links from the description from the podcast. What else do we have on the agenda? Oh, GameStop. Sling TV has rolled out free streaming to U.S. customers stuck at home. This is from last week. If anybody has any updated information about it, please. But apparently what they're doing, content that you can just sign up for a Sling account, no subscription fee necessary, can watch. Everybody's trying to encourage you to stay at home and watch TV. Do not go out. Do not chance the infection spreading. In case people are not aware, whereby we are in a pandemic that will overwhelm our healthcare systems in our mutual countries. And what we need to do is we need to try and slow down how quickly people are getting sick. And the only way we can do that is by limiting our exposure. Hey, somebody's joining us right now. That's great. Could you mute your microphone? Because I can hear myself talking through your microphone. Please use your microphone when you want to comment. And this, remember, this is just a new format, so I'm not sure. Not sure. Hey, Jim made it. Hey, Jim. Are we in real time?
Hey, somebody's joining us right now. That's great. Could you mute your microphone? Because I can hear myself talking through your microphone.
Jim, I'm going to give you a count so you know how far behind you are in this conversation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Good morning, Scott.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I think you're about 20 seconds behind us because I can hear you hearing me. At the bottom of your screen is a microphone button. It's black. If you click on it, it will mute itself.
How odd.
It's crazy. So I'm going back to screen sharing. Jim, if you want to follow along, I'm broadcasting as well on YouTube. It's great to have some people in the Hangout call. Unfortunately, I think that we're suffering bandwidth constraints that are affecting our ability to do this, and I'm really sorry that's the case. But the last thing I was mentioning was this Sling TV rollout. TV offering free services, no credit required. You do have to have an account. Just sign up for an account for free. You don't want to scroll, baby? Come on. There we go. Now I can see what I'm doing. Includes breaking news and live events from ABC. News live, movies and kids contents for families and other lifestyles and entertainment programming. That's read directly from the article that you can see on your screen now. Stay in and Sling is their promo. Again, this is a whole slew of free content made available to you in the U.S. I'm really not certain if this is available in Mexico. Any of you Sling subscribers that are out there that have been using a VPN, let me know how this is functioning, your ability in Mexico. This is pretty cool. We've seen this from a lot of companies now. They're offering or easy services that you can take advantage of while you're in your home because they really want you to stay in your home. Hey, Jim, that's awesome. That's like a blank wall we're looking at, I think. And I think I'm freezing up again. Well, we're just past 10:15, which is when we quit our meetings. I am thinking that we will shut this down. Zoom's Android app rating is being absolutely destroyed by coronavirus. This is what I was talking about before. This is that topic of Zoom just having a horrible experience. No, Zoom's having a pretty decent experience. It's just that so many people are using Zoom for these kinds of activities that people are complaining about every little glitch. And there's a lot of glitches because lots of people are doing this stuff right now. So I'll put that in our lineup. Jim, you finally got on with us. I'm glad it was successful for you to get on. I'm going to continue these meetings. I'm going to try again tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. I'm sorry, next Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have better luck with bandwidth. Jim, your picture's coming through really clear. Cheryl's is now. I hope that we can have another successful meeting next week. This kind of fell apart. It was going and not going, going and not going. But I will try again. And anything that we've missed today, that you've missed today, I'd encourage you to go back in the YouTube. I'll have it on YouTube. But also look at our website because I'll put links to all the topics that I've covered today. I'm going to say goodbye because we are truly run out of time. And I think I've run out of patience for our internet connection.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Scott. Goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Cheryl. Goodbye, Bill. Thanks for being here. What was that?
Muting seems to be the key. Muting seems to be the key when you're not speaking.
Okay, so we're going to have to make a point letting people know, keep it on mute unless they've got something to say. And I'll have to just be paying attention if somebody wants to say something. Actually, I have no control over it. So you can all be screaming at the same time if you want. Anyway, it's good to see your guys' faces.
Scott, if you want to have a run through maybe before the meeting next week, Bill and I could connect from here and we could try a mini one.
Oh, that would be awesome. Anybody interested in doing that? I am getting this thing set up, trying to make it work around 8:00. So I'll look for you guys.
Okay, 8:00 next Tuesday?
Yep, it sounds good. We'll have the official meeting at 9:15, but we're going to start doing troubleshooting at 8:00.
And we're already an hour ahead of you, so it's no problem.
All right. Well, this is a semblance of the San Carlos Computer Club's virtual meetings as caused by the coronavirus lockdown. I'm so happy you guys...
Bill says it's fun to meet in pajamas.
To meet in pajamas. This is what the coronavirus outfit looks like, if anybody's missed. It's pajama bottoms where we got business on the top and there we go. It's business from the waist up and party at the bottom. I'm so glad you guys could join us. It wouldn't be the same if we didn't have some faces from our meeting. And I couldn't just sit here and talk to myself. I really do need people to talk to. So I really appreciate you guys being here. If you, I don't know if you know, but we have switched to completely remote services. So if you're looking for help out there on the internet, whether you're in San Carlos or anywhere, you are needing to get information, communications, and entertainment more now than ever before. And if you have a problem, I want to help provide your solutions. So get a hold of me, internationalcs.net. Call our offices at 226-0209 or call my cell phone, 855 or country code 52, area code 622. Phone number 855-8299, or look for me on the internet. We are doing remote computer and network administration. We're doing drop-offs and pickups and drop-offs. If something has a complete failure, we'll come and pick it up from you. We'll wipe things down with disinfectant wipe, so that when you get it back, it should be clean and sanitary. Anyway, if you're looking for help out there on the internet, don't leave your house. Give me a call. We'll try and help you remotely. We're good at it. We've been doing it for a long time. If you enjoy this meeting or are interested in more meetings in the future, go to sccclub.org and you'll find links to our YouTube videos and for our podcast. Jim, did you have a final word? Your microphone is off. You want to add something?
This meeting or interested in more meetings in the future, go to sccclub.org and you'll find links to our YouTube videos and for our podcast. Do you have a final word? Yeah. Your microphone is on. Do you want to add something? Don't leave your house. Give me a call. We'll try and help you remotely. Should ask if you've got any questions.
All right. Well, I'm going to call it. I waited for Jim to say something. But we'll talk next week. And hopefully we'll have more bandwidth next week. You guys have a good week. Stay safe. And tech on. All right, everybody out there in internet land, adios and tech on.